And September. It is a Thursday morning. It is Veterans Day here for 2010. Walton, an unexpected surprise comes walking in the door.
Well, we kind of, since we have actually a window here now that we can see outside in our new facilities, a familiar face, Mike Coppinger, all of a sudden out there kind of peeking in. We said, well, hey, come on in. And, well, we've gotten to know you through the Forgotten Eagles. And welcome back to the program. And I guess one of your last visits here as part of your plans to be taking a few years off maybe and relax a little bit.
Yes, I plan on retiring. I've been with Forgotten Eagles since its inception. I'm one of the founding members. And as you guys know, our job was to help veterans in the state of Michigan. Well, I'm retiring. I'm leaving the state, heading south for warmer climates, and I'm on my way to my last check presentation at the Jacob Eddy home, and I just wanted to stop by and thank you guys for all you've done to help us raise the funds that we've dispersed this year.
Well, like I said, we've got the easy part. All we got to do is talk about it. You guys are the ones that are out there doing the legwork and what have you. And what is happening today at the Jacob Eddy home?
Well, I want to take a step back to last weekend when the Forgotten Eagles donated $16,000 to the Michigan Veterans Trust Fund. We've done that and exceeded that amount annually every year since our ride around to Michigan has taken place. And today, as I said, I'm going to the Jacob Eddy home for our final check presentation. We are going to donate $5,000 to the Jacob Eddy home. And it's not all Forgotten Eagles. It's due to the fact that people like you and the people in this generous county have helped us out, and we really appreciate it. And I'm sure the veterans will appreciate it.
Now, the Forgotten Eagles, those who may not know, is exactly what?
We were a group of Vietnam veterans who had two things in common. We wanted to help veterans, and we rode motorcycles. And we figured, well, riding the bikes, we could get a little bit of attention and draw some attention to the fact that our main cause at the time was we wanted our POW MIAs accounted for. In doing that, we found also that there were veterans right in our backyard that needed help, veterans right here in this state. So we concentrated our efforts solely in the state of Michigan to fundraisers to help out veterans in need, families in need, or the military that is going to require a lot of help and a lot of, and some of them fall through the cracks. They can come to us, and we'll do what we can to help them out and get them on the right track. And we also support the Veterans Trust Fund and the two state-run veterans homes in Michigan.
Now, it bears mentioning here, too, you are retiring from it, but the torch has been passed. The Forgotten Eagles live on.
Oh, yes. The Forgotten Eagles is not going away. It's a never-ending job. We will always have veterans. There always seem to be conflicts. My grandfather, my father, myself, my son, and now present day, there'll always be veterans, and there'll always be veterans in need. So we will continually be there to do whatever we can to help them and their families.
Well, I guess our parting shot would be we've certainly really enjoyed the hell out of this relationship, yeah. Mike, and make sure that the next generation of Forgotten Eagles know exactly where to come and where they're welcome, because it's our pleasure to get the word out. Like I said, we've got the easy part. All we do is just open up the microphones and let her go, but make sure that those folks are aware of where to come.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed a wonderful relationship with the two of you, and I'm sure it will continue as, like I say, the job is never ending. I just have one more favor to ask you guys. If you ever run across a veteran, just simply say thank you. Well, that would probably mean more to most of them than anything else.
Shake their hand and thank them for their effort, and more importantly, for their sacrifice. And on a day like today, that really puts an exclamation point on it.
Thank you guys for helping out.
Mike, always a pleasure, and come back up in the summertime sometime. Yeah.